difference is, I mean, technically, is that vibrators are a mechanical item with some sort of, you know, squirmy, rooty rod or a vibrating motor, and dildos are technically a manual use product. So if you're looking for a toy for penetration, you know, really, it's you might use the word vibrator because you might be more comfortable with that term, but the proper term would actually be a dildo. And some people don't like that word, or they don't want to, you know, they want to go out for drinks and tell their friends they have a vibrator. But the reality is it's the tool for the job. And we carry only silicone dills. And the difference between a silicone toy and what you would see in the mainstream is all around health and comfort, cleaning, using. The silicone products are... you could sterilize them. If you were to actually put them under a magnifier, you'd see a closed surface. So when it comes to cleaning, it's just a surface cleaning, where things that are latex or rubber or vinyl are very porous, so shouldn't really use them for longer than 6 months. If it's a latex toy that's, you know, reasonable quality, you might be able to extend that for a year. But they do tend to hold a lot more bacteria, which just leaves you more prone to things like yeast infections, bladder infections. And silicone, I mean, there's also a huge range of ideas and possibilities. Silicone's a really small industry. They're toys that are being produced almost exclusively by women. And so what you've got is, instead of biggest and realest, you have a whole bunch of interesting shapes that are inspired by the shape of the vagina as opposed to what penises look like. And so... you have, you know, you do have your anatomically correct dills, but you also have goddesses and earth images and just things that don't look like anything. They just are the shape that is appropriate for penetrating. And then they come, once you sort of pick your style, in all kinds of different colors. And they're really versatile toys. They can be boiled and sterilized, which, you know, back to the sharing it with your partner or whatever, it's something that is completely safe for doing that. And you actually can safely clean it and share it without using a condom, which is important for people that are experiencing latex sensitivities. And latex is an allergy that develops over time. It, you know, not everyone's going to become allergic to latex, but as you are exposed to it more, the increase, the possibility of a allergy increases. So if you can, when you can avoid the use of it, great, but, you know, obviously there's so many times where you must use it. That so, yeah, the silicone toys are a fabulous thing to combine along with the vibrator. And then what you get is something that's versatile, because it's in two pieces instead of one. Think about the TV and the VCR built in together. VCR always breaks down first. Now you got to take it in, and you have no TV while the VCR is being fixed. Sort of the same theory. If you have a silicone toy along with any of the vibrators that we've talked about, you can use one, you can use the other, you can combine them and do the same sort of stimulation as the dual vibes we were looking at that have both the clitoral and the penetrative element. And in the long run, you'll do it cheaper, and you'll do it in a lot more versatility.
Cool.